I think so, yeah. Okay, save. We said over last week from the Goyen of Art that it says, they said they're ready from Purim onward, the Shlishi and Kedem Akag, to start preparing for the Yontif. He said, Baitin La'aneh means that you baitik the Eitz Sahara with the Araneh, with the Kayach HaTorah. So, besides learning the halachas of Pesach, just learning the Nyanim of Pesach, the Torah of Pesach, that's our call for preparing. I saw a Meir Digazach from B'nai Yisachar, who says that the Velt answered Kasha, why is there no bracha of Shechiyanu on the mitzvah B'dikas Chametz? So he says, I think it's very in line with this, he says from the Goyim, he says that Ken Zayin, the Shechiyanu that we make on Purim, for the mitzvah Yoyim, the Baal to Chala already starts on Purim, so the Shechiyanu that we make on Purim is already Moitzi, the mitzvah B'dikas Chametz. Like upon him, the Musagim to Fashtei that to start preparing for the Merdek days of Pesach. I still remember as a kid that my grandfather used to gans Chodesh for Nisan when Mom was waiting for Mashiach, state that Yimei Nisan is Yimei Geula. And all that's the way people prepared for the cook of Chodesh Nisan. We saw so last week the Chak Yankee says that the way we're Mekayim, Shleishim, and Kedem Achag is Ayidei, the Kriya, Pashas, Para, with the Piyutim. So I saw that the Archa Shulchan says, and the Pasha of Para says two times, Chukas Olam. He says, why does it say two times Chukas Olam? So he says, the first time is going to be maybe the Zman Beis Hamikdash, so we had the Para, they were able to be Matar ourselves to bring the carbon Pesach. And he says, the second time is the Zman HaGalos, he says, Ayidei Kriya, or the Pasha's Para, we're Ma'ir on ourselves, the Ruach Taira, that we should be ready to come through to the Yimei Pesach. But again, the sugya of the Shailah, the Yiduah, the Geshailah, if there's a din mitzvah of Shivat Yom Teichel Matzah, is this a din, a Rishos, the cloud that the first day is a Chayva, and the rest of the Yontif is Rishos, does that mean that it's Rishos Lagami? Or does that mean that there is some aspect of a mitzvah? The very famous Cheskuni. The Cheskuni says, this is known as the Shita Cheskuni, the Rival of Torah brings it down, that says that Yesh Mitzvah, the Cheskuni says, Yesh Dvarim, Shem Asa Mekabel Schar, and if you don't do it, you get an Oymish. That's regular mitzvah. But he says, some mitzvah, if you don't do it, you don't get an Oymish. However, if you do it, then you get Schar. Dr. Cheskuni, what is that? That is the Indian of Achilles Matzah Kol Shiva. Even though the Gemara says in Sukkah and Pesachim that Mitzvah Matzah Kol Shiva is only Rishos, the Cheskuni is saying that the gather of the Rishos is that Avada, if you do it, you Mekabel Schar. There's an interesting Evan Ezra al Torah that Evan Ezra said that says Shiva Siyamim Tavis Vasi says Avodah Shteitim Pasuk. You should do that Avodah by Pesach. So Kipshutai, the Pesukim are referring to the carbon Pesach. What's called that Avodah? Avodah usually means the Avodah of carbon Pesach. But the Evan Ezer teaches that the Avodah that you should do is what the Pasuk says by the Shivat Yom Teichel Matzos. That's the Avodah of the Shivat Yom. So you see also from the Evan Ezer that he defines the Chilus Matzah called Shiva as an Avodah. If it would just be a Rishos, it wouldn't pass that you'd be called an Avodah. So it sounds like from there that it's also there is a mitzvah dikadin b'negeya called Shiva. This Chaskuni, the Chasam Sefer brings down on Da'at Lamed Hei in Pesachim, and really saying that's a shot in the Mechilta. The Mechilta also says that Shivat Yom Teichel of Matzos, that the Mechilta sounds like it's a mitzvah dikadin. Now, let's just figure out exactly what's this gather of the mitzvah. Now, the very famous Balamar, the Balamar asked, why is it that on mitzvah sukkah called Shiva, the halacha is every time you mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, you mechuyev to make a bracha? Fakter l'chayra, why is it that the mitzvah called Shiva, we don't make a bracha? So from the kasha of the Balamar, have a chayim bring a raya from this Balamar. The vice is the Balamar held that avada there is a mitzvah, right? So that we saw the Balamar. The Avad of Balamar, mashmad that is a mitzvah, his whole problem is, why is it not Mechayiv Abracha? Of them, Enfet of Balamar, does the Balamar, V'yesh L'Hashiv, V'fisha Adam Yachal B'shah Yom L'Ami B'loy Achilas Matzah, V'yinizim B'oiv V'duchim V'chom Yine Peyot, Masha'in Kein B'sukha She'in Yachal L'Ami B'loy Shina Shloy Shiyom. Does the Balamar, Okay, by Matzah, L'maisa, Tshayif, for a person to exist, called Shiva without Achilas Matzah. It could be Oichel, Oiris, that's what the grammar said, Vice says the Balamar has mimic that you could eat Oiris. But as upon him, Lamaisa, you could have such an existence. Masha'in Kim Sukkah, Zokta, it's not Shaykh to be Yashon, Li Sukkah, for Shloisha Yom. Man Chalva brings down the Balamar, and he adds, the shiny took a shiash alami machine slice yum, the chaiva the least in the took a koshiva, Lafika Huroba, Lavaric koshiva, the loy sagi belavaki, Bachilus master, Shiachalot and koshiva, but the Duchim in a period, Ichmavark and Achilus master, the master loy sagi the lavaki. So he's let the Maram Chavas adds on that the only time you make a bracha on something, even though Be'et and both are mitzvahs, the only time you make a bracha on something is only on something that you could exist without the mitzvah, with you cannot exist without the mitzvah. But something that you can exist without the mitzvah, so memela, it can't be mechayiv a bracha. The Sefer Paradis sounds like he understood that the yisoy of bricha mitzvah always has to be on something that in the mindset that you're doing is mechiyach that you're doing a mitzvah. Zokta a little differently than the man, actually he's saying a sickle opposite svara. They say, by sukkah, the mitzvah for your existence, you could exist without a sukkah. So melu, when you're sitting in the sukkah, obviously, that shows that you're trying to do the mitzvah sukkah. Masha enkin achila, zakhtar, vibalt, the mitzvah, a person can't live without being oichah, even though you can eat other things, but vibalt, you don't see in your mitzvah where you're trying to only do the mitzvah. So melu, that's not mechayiv bracha. But upon him, In this svara of the Balamar, the Kolboy, he also says a similar svara, and the Ma'aseh we can add maybe Shtikal Havana to the words of the Balamar, differently than the Balat Hadis, that the Balamar is saying is like this, that when this is the way Rav Shach, I think, smiles at the Balamar, that the pshat is like this, that when a mitzvah, the mashal, shina besukkah, the baal lamaisa, the Torah said that you have to, the mitzvah of sukkah is nimshach for 7 days, meaning you can't sleep outside the sukkah for 7 days. The baal, the person can't exist without sleeping for 3 days. So, karchach, in the ikr chiyiv, kiyu, the Torah said, you have to sleep in the sukkah. Masha'in kei, b'masa, Vibalt, you could exist without it. So Mamila, Al Karchach, Vibalt, the Torah never said, I mean, if the Torah would have said they have to eat matzah 7 days, but Lashon Tzivos, then and the Chinami, but Vibalt, the Torah never said that, and you could exist without it, so it's not Muchach in the Maisa, in the Tzivya Mitzvah, that was Nichon in the Tzivya Mitzvah. Mamila, Zakhter, Zakhter Shach, so dear, for the Ged is only a Mitzvah Baal. Of if I sukkah vibalt, you can't exist without it. So memela about this nichan the ikir chiyuv. After they cast that in Tshuvas Binyan Tzion Chadashos Yibavarim, what happens if a person taka doesn't sleep in the sukkah? He's a person who can't sleep in the sukkah. So are you not going to say the Baal Amar Svara? But l'chayra the headwise varim is that the Baal Amar is saying that vibalt the regular person needs the mitzvah sukkah in order to exist. Al kuch that was nichan in the chiyuv. So Mamela, that's Mechayiv Abracha. Now, what's the gather of the Shitas HaRishonim, we're saying the Balamar, the Kolboy, other Rishonim, they're all mashma that there is a mitzvah of yeshiva of Achilas Maaser Kol Shiva. Now, what's the gather of this chiyus? The mashal, the Goyen, the other Rishonim, also the other Rishonim say also such a lashon. The Goyen said like this: Shivat Yom Teicha Matis, Kol Shiva Mitzvah, Ve'ini like Kaira Rishot, El Gabi Laila Rishonim Shichayim. Zok the Goyen that the reason, the definition of the Rishot, that's only called Rishot Gabi Laila Rishon, but by itself, Avada is a mitzvah. So the mashal I saw, Rav Chanan called the Shaila: Are you going to say Asay Deichaloyfa say on this mitzvah of Achilas Maaser Kol Shiva? The Marshal, there's a Taisus in Kedushin that talks about eating Maaser Shal Chadash. So would you say on this mitzvah that it had a kayak that you say in Asay Deichaloyfa? Another Shaila would be, what's the gather of this mitzvah? Do we have to have the matzah that you have on B'leil Pesach? Now the rest of the Yontif, it's the gather of Rishos? Or is it the Avada, it's a different din? L'mashal, we find a cloud that is a din of Lechem Oini. Right? There's a cloud that Lechem, the matzah, B'leil Pesach, will be Lechem Oini. And Chazal Da'ashim, Lechem She'ainim Allah Dvarim Ha'adah. So I saw Mary the Gechidish in the Sefer Peretz Chayim, and later on I saw Rav Pavatsky in Bat Kodesh, Rav Pavatsky, in Bat Kodesh, he also wants to clarify that Shaila. He wants to say, is it Mukhach, from that we have a mitzvah of Lechem Oini Kol Shiva, or Mary the Gechidish? Do you say now that there's also a mitzvah of Sipur Kol Shiva, in order to have the din of Lechem Oini? So really, the Netziv, there's an interesting Netziv. The Netziv writes in Parashas, I think in Boy, over there the Netziv says also that says Shivat Yom and Teicha Maaseis, and then it says Vigalta Lebincha. So the Netziv says, what's the Hemshech HaPsukim? So he says that through eating Maaser Kol Shiva, Memela, your children will start asking what's going on, and Memela you'll bring out the Nisim and the Flois that happened in Mitzrayim. Aber, so what? So now let's handle what's together of this mitzvah. There's a very famous ta'ara that they asked the stipler. The interesting Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings down in Hilchos Sukkah. Maybe it's in the booklet. Sure. There's a Mishnah Berurah that brings down the Shiloh. He cleared the Shiloh. It's just like there's a mitzvah to eat matzah called Shiva, according to the Goyin. The Mishnah Berurah declared, is there a mitzvah to be oichel in the sukkah, lechem, called Shiva, Yom Sukkah? So the obvious Shiloh is that the Chayrah, Kipshutah, is sounding from the Rishonim that sukkah was pashit, and matzah was the Chiddush. So what was the Chiddush? What would the Mishnah Berurah is coming from the Goyim? So, Shaila, what did the Goyim see? What did the Mishnah Berurah see in this Goyim that was established to him, the Shaila, B'negeya, the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah? So, really, if you look in the book of Taka, in page Mem Dalet, Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down this Mishnah Berurah. I have a Mishnah Berurah, Shemistapik Ladata Goyim, the Sovalei B'Pesach. The mitzvah le'echo matzah kol shiva. The name in besukkah ikim mitzvah le'echo pas kol yoyim besukkah. So he's understanding that what was nishkadish from the goyin was that we bounce on, just like on Pesach is a din to be oichel the matzah kol shiva. Even though by sukkah maybe avad is a mitzvah to be yoyim in the sukkah kol shiva, but the shayah is a bazundra din to be oichel pas in the sukkah kol shiva.
Right,
the other Rishonim say shayna. But it could be the Rishonim are saying like this, that because the Hechuk Shein that you have to have, so when the Torah said, Shivat Yomim, Teishe Basukah, there was an emes achiev that the mitzvah of sukkah is nimshach for 7 days. Even though the hechich is on Shina, but nach we see by Shina that akach of the mitzvah is for 7 days. So meila that's mechriya that the got all dine sukkah really for 7 days. Now let's just see from Shlomo Zalman before we get back to the shaila and Mishnah Berurah. Shlomo Zalman, he says,
the person lives at home all day. And he comes at night to sleep in the sukkah, that's made the brachah that he sits on the shayna.
On shayna, so that's already a big shayla in the pesukim.
So
according
to those that say no, so what's the raya from shayna?
No, because you see, the pshat is, the raya from shayna is that the hechus, the mitzvah of sukkah is nimshak. Because shayna you have to have, so according when the Torah said that you have to sit in the sukkah, the Torah meant all 7 days. No, but the gather of the mitzvah was that you have to have all 7 days. So even though it might be one misak and a bracha on Shana, because that's a different problem. If Shana have a problem, maybe Shana can't be misak and a bracha on. But like upon him, the egg at the mitzvah, the gather the mitzvah, the mitzvah chiyuvit, called Shiva. Now, if you look at him, Shana Mizam, bring down a very interesting thing. He's masuplik like this. What's the mitzvah of Achilas Mata called Shiva? Is it a gather that every single day you should be mekayim the mitzvah? Or is it like something like Yom Kippur, like Arab Yom Kippur, that can say that every second that you eat, you're mekayim a mitzvah of every second that you eat. Now getting back to the shaila, this shaila, so really we could break down the shaila into three stadim, right? What is the mitzvah of Matzah Kol Shiva? Is the var that we know is something called a mitzvah chiyuvah, something that you're mekayim to do? Or is it, and the other side would be something called rishos. The rishos means like this. You wake up in the morning, you don't have to worry about, am I eating matzah or not eating matzah? If I eat matzah, it's a beautiful thing, and I'm a kind of mitzvah. But there's nothing being mutl on me that I should go try to find a piece of matzah to eat. Then there's the middle side. Dr. Stiper, the Stiper wants to be mekadesh, that there's a middle side. That the pshat is that something like, I should go ahead and do. That pshat is the chatchila, I should go try to do this mitzvah. So Mamela, the disciple wants to learn, that's what the goyin was mechadish. The goyin was mechadish, that there's something the chatchila, I should go try to do. Now be'etem, the makar for the goyin, what was the makar for the goyin? Everyone, the people I saw, people are ma'ir on the goyin, that the Rishayim bring a lot of kamarayas for different sugyas, to Yeshua, and the other Rishayim, they bring kamarayas for the mitzvah sukkah. For the mitzvah of Matzah Kol Shiva. Now the Goyim chose one raya. The Goyim says a common place of Mocha, but the Goyim's raya that he brings is from the Shailin Rishonim that a person wears tefillin on Chalamayim. So the Toises in Menachet and Toises in Mayim Katan, they bring down Shita Sabahag, Shita Sagoinim, is that you don't wear tefillin on Chalamayim. Why? So like by Sukkah, you have an oif of Sukkah, and by Pesach, so there's two different toises. One toise says that Pesach, you have the ois of chametz, that you don't need chametz. And the other toise says you have the ois of matzah. So the chayah, the chamsefer's matzah, that the chayah, if it's just the isurim, if it's just the part that you don't need chametz, so the chamsefer said, then the chayah shver, that's called the ois. That should be called the ois. You need a positive ois. He said, even though by Yontif, on Shabbos, there's the ois of Shvisas Malacha, the Vardas, that's a positive thing that we're keeping Shabbos. But he says, we have the positivity of Pesach. That's why the Goyim held that Mukha from here, that it's a mitzvah. Now, if L'chayr, the gather of the mitzvah, would just be a Rishos like a thing that can be, if you eat, then you mekayim a mitzvah, then L'chayr, it's harder to understand that it's the ois. Ken Zayin, the Goyim saw from here, from this dot that's called the ois, and it passes up from tefillin, the Vaisa is l'chatchila, the chatchila the gedin is that you should go eat masa, you should go do a maisa achilas masa. Now, Meil, Kayat and Mishnah Berurah, do we learn out from this halacha by Hilchos Pesach to Sukkot, that on Sukkot also, that the l'chatchila the gedin, even though, if a person starves the whole Sukkot, he doesn't have to sit in the Sukkah, but maybe from the guy in the body that the l'chatchila the gedin, you want to know what the l'chatchila the gedin is? The chatzil de gedin is you should go be mekayim the achilas matzah or then the achilas sukkah. Now we saw.
What you're saying now, the ois is the whole day you can eat, just like Shabbos. The ois is the whole.
Oh, do you want to know an ois? What's together of ois?
Matzah, you add your friends, so it's almost clear, but it's every second.
Right. Now, the Sechemed brings down, before we get to the Sechemed, the Archa Shulchan says that En Chinam, it's not a regular mitzvah thing, so the Maizah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never was mitzvah to do it. Now the gather is, the Archa Shulchan writes, very interesting gather, something cool to be Mekayim Ratzin Hashem. I saw that the Tzaddik writes that maybe the Makar for the din of Achilas Master called Shiva, he said, even though the bank is never direct Shiva, but he says you find Gemara to say that Amarayim did things because the Rabbeim did it. Vayi says that was the Ratin of the Rabbeim. So this is Ratin Hashem, that Baal the Torah says, Shiva Selam Teicha Matis, even though the Abish the one of Mitzavot, but there's a Gili that this is the Ratin Hashem, that we should do it. And Dovi was Moisif, the Ken Zayin, the Goyin, the Lashon HaGoyin, the Goyin says that the Goyin was Mechavev Achilas Matah. So he says, what's this Vart that the Goyin was Mechavev Achilas Matah? Ken Zayin, like, the Vart is because, the, like Dr. Shukla is saying, this is a Gili that I'm trying to Mekayim Ratzin Hashem. Without the Tzivi Hashem, there's a Kiyim of Ratzin Hashem that we have Ayidei Achilas Matah. But after Panim Leitiv Tzadim, it would come out, that it's a ma'aseh kiyum of Achilas Matzah, and Ken Zayin have this Meridik Chiddush of Matzah of Lechem Oini. Also, there will be a din that you're not Mekayim and Ayideh Achilas Matzah Ashura. And Sveitin, I saw an interesting Chiddush from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says that Ken Zayin, a person, should not eat this Kazayit Matzah with other food. The Baal, it's other food, Ken Zayin, Tam Rishos, and Mevatel Tam Mitzvah. So he says that Ken Zayin, you should try every day when you eat your Kazayin Samasa, you should try not to eat it with something else in order not to be Mavatal, the Kiyim.
What about the salt?
The salt. That, he's saying the minig of people not to eat salt. So maybe there'll be a din like that. Now, the other Rishonim are Mashma, when they answer this Kasha. Really, the Chidah is Matmiya on the whole Kasha of the Baal Amar. And he says, the L'chayah, what's the Kasha? By Sukkah, there's a mitzvah. Mashen Gei Ben Matzah, there's no mitzvah. The Sefer Chalevim also says, that what does it mean, Shivat Yom Teicha Matzah? It doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah Lecha Matzah. It means it's just a say on the Loisa say of Loisa Yichalot Chametz. The Ken Zayin, there's a new gather in this mitzvah of Shiva Siyam Teich Alamakim. Now we ask the Kasha, Sechemet speaks about Barichos, why don't we make a bracha on the Achilus Matzah of Kol Shiva? So Sechemet brings down, before we go into this next sad, but the Sechemet brings down an interesting thing. If you look on page Mem, he brings down in the second paragraph, he says, Yedidi Hagoyin Moshe Aaron Alufin, Av Bezin Chalidi. He wants to say, what's the pshat you don't make a bracha? He says, what's the pshat? The Sechemet brings down that the word places there a minute to make a bracha, which is very shver. The Netziv himself in Chuvis says, he's Mesupik, that Ken Zayin, that Vali not Mechuyis to make a bracha, but he bound it is a key mitzvah, so it's not going to be called the bracha of Atal. Now, he brings down over here from Rav Ulfin that he said that Avada, the reason why you don't make a bracha, because even if there's a mitzvah of Matzah called Shiva, it's all a tafel to the original mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, of Leil Pesach. So, Shaiz, what exactly does that mean? I saw there's an interesting of Tzaddik, that Tzaddik writes that why is it called the Leil Pesach, why is it called Leil Hiskadish Chag? Why is it called Leil Hiskadish Chag? And also, I think over here he brings down the why does it say Shiva Siyam Teichal Olav Matzah? What's Olav? What's the Olav that was saying? So he says that Kedushas Pesach and the Din of Pesach are all Meveya from the Kedushas Leil Pesach. So he says, even if there's a mitzvah called Shiva, Avada is all Meveya, it's all Tafeldik to the mitzvah of Leil Pesach. And that's why Leil Pesach is called, as Dr. Zagreb said, exactly it's called Leil Pesach, it's called Leil Hiskadish Chag. Because the Gansi Kedusha of the whole Yontif is all Neveya and Nitzvah to the Leil Pesach.
Can you
throw some Tavana? I like this. But could be divided, right. Could be Yitzchak. Can
that? Yeah. You go on all the Matzah,
you don't have to see them. Besides, you buy new ones. But Akapanim, there's an interesting vart from Rav Henkin, brought down in the Leil Ivra. Really, the Rishonim, if you look on over here in the booklet, there's a on page Lamed Hay, to the Teretz and Tamidi Raj on the Baal Amor's Kasha. The Yeshayalim, with Neima Imavarchim, the Matta, called Shiva Kamoy Besukkah. So, Kipshuta, what he's answering is that over here there's no mitzvah, all there is a lav. But it's interesting seeing that he has to read always that all there is a lav and there's no mitzvah. So, Rav Henkin wants to say that. He wants to say pshat, why you don't make a bracha. Zok there, that he wants to say similar, he wants to say a vart, that regularly, the reason why you have to make a new bracha on every bracha mitzvah is because when there's a zman, when you focus on the mitzvah, that's mastic the bracha, so mainly you have to make a new bracha. Zok there, that about the maisa, the pot that you learn at Shiva Shem Teichol Matzah is, ikri ba, l'lava ba b'chalaseh. Like the way the Sefer Charedim says. So Rav Henkin sounds like Avada there is a mitzvah, but without the ikir mitzvah is for lav above the chalasay, so Mamela the lav of Loi Seichel of Chametz is never hefsik. So Mamela without is never hefsik in the mitzvah, so Mamela that's why you don't make a new bracha. But the kasha is, what is this gather that Rav Henkin saying that the ikir mitzvah is lav above the chalasay? Then it's not a mitzvah. He's saying is, L'chayra, all he's saying is that there's a lav above the chalasay, like Sefer Charedim says. Don't eat chametz. Should I say don't eat chametz? Eat matzah. Why? You shouldn't be over this to chametz. What does he mean that the ikur is coming for lava b'chametz? So I think you can be mad at this. It's also, if you have a chance, you look in Das Lamed Dalet. There's a very interesting statement called Peretz Chaim. Peretz Chaim was one of the Talmidei Agra. He wants to say Merid Gichidish. He says the gather of the mitzvah should I say Teichel Matzah is a gather of a kiyum of Loi Seichel chametz. Now he said like this. When a person doesn't eat chametz for 7 days, do we see we're trying to be mekayim the din of Loi Seichel chametz? He says the mitzvah of eating matzah for 7 days was a positive way of being mekayim Loi Seichel chametz. How is it a positive way of saying it? Says up there like this. When you have something that be'etem could almost be chametz, and you decide not to eat it, you to make it not chametz stick, that's a positive way of being mekayim, showing that you're not being oichel chametz. So l'chayra, this is the way I think maybe Rav Henkin also understood it, that Avada, he says the mitzvah of Loi Seichel Chametz, but kilu, the Torah shtalda back a new ma'isa mitzvah, like you don't find any place, a mechuz shtek a ma'isa mitzvah, that this is a positive way of ma'isa chametz is by eating matzah. With this, maybe you can fashay a very interesting... What? Yeah, because that's the only thing that be'etem could almost be chametz. A matzah shir also. Yeah, the Chaim, Loi Seichel, he wants to say that Avada, we said before, the Nilachem Oini, matzah shir would be a problem. Loi this, the Shah is anything that has potential to be chametz, and you make it not chametz stick, you eat it not chametz stick, that's also a kiyum of Shiva Siyam Teichel Matzah. So the Chaim, matzah shir would be you'd be Makayimus Mitzah, they are Shiva matzah shir. Now, there's an interesting stira in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham brings down the Teretz of the Maril. That the reason why you don't make a bracha on matzah called shiva, that's it. There's no mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is the whole din is don't eat chametz. And then the Magen Avraham himself says in Hilchos Tefillin that the reason why you don't wear tefillin chol hamoed is because you have a ois of matzah. So the Chayyim Kipshut in Ma'am Shasira. First he says you don't make a bracha called shiva because you're just not eating chametz. And then he says that the reason why you don't wear tefillin is because you have a ois of matzah. So Ken Zayin, the way we're saying, could be very gishmak. That Avada, he held that the whole mitzvah of the ois of matzah called shiva is under ois. Then Avada, the whole ikur din is not chametz. The merely can't make a bracha. But there's a positive aspect to it. There's a positive aspect to it that Vibalt is a maisa of advising that we don't eat chametz called shiva. It's not just sheva pasta the din. There's a positive mindset of showing that we don't need chametz, and mele passes that you have a din ois called shiva.
Yeah, but the fact that you have chametz doesn't mean you're doing it outside eating chametz. Could be a homeless guy chomer. That's what I'm not eating.
No, that's really what we're saying. From the Peretz Chaim, that you're taking a substance that be'etzem potentially could be chomer, and you're eating it be'oifen, and it's not chomer, that's the vizer as echnish chomer. But getting back to this, we say that the interesting gather, this mitzvah, that we find that's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Why is it different, this mitzvah, different than every other mitzvah? So I saw that Ma'ariv HaShemesh brings down in the Haftarah on Pesach, he says a word of the Yisoy, that the Yisoy, we know that the Echilas Matzah is, the Zohar says, it's Lachem Menusa, that it's a Lechem of Refuah, that the Ruchni is the Refuah that a person needs, that's what the Yisoy of Echilas Matzah is. He's up there, lav kol adam shava, means the Torah shel levag, that every person needs a leil rishon to get him back on track. Over there, and, he says that every person is different, and the shama of every is different. So male, the rest of the yontif, it couldn't be a mitzvah kiyuvis, it's only a mitzvah kiyuvis. Or maybe Dovi, like Dovi was saying, and this really challenged Ebenezer says that shivas yom tavir alikim, the tavir alikim, the Ebenezer taichu, that means achilus matzah avodah. So Ken Zayin, that the higher da'ago of Avayda is, where a person, his own Rati, without a tzivi, tries to make Rati in Avayda, not the Leil Seder, Avayda the Leil Seder, we come, we're holding in the Mem Peshari Tumah, the Eibush has to lift us up, and that's the first Achilles Matzah. But not then, come to Avayda, Shivas Yama, where a person has to have a Rati to make Rati in Hashem, and the middle of that comes from, like the Chashukim saying, make Rati in Hashem, it's on the tzivi. And a male for that, the person be zayicha to this zayah. The zayah says that's merapa the guf, refuas rochni, and with that, we be zayicha to come soon after to the yom from Kabbalah Satera.